All right, Steve Poole sings this song, and he sounds pretty darn good. He sounds almost like the original. Let it rip, Pedro.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Steve Poole is coming in this morning. Como's principal weatherman. That's an interesting title, the principal guy.
He's the chief dude down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what they say, chief, head, lead. Principal's so, good work.
The principal weatherman. I'm the principal DJ. That's not a word you see used. You see director, you know, the head is used a lot. But principal harkens back to high school for me, that word principal. What is the definition of principal, Eric?
It is main or chief.
The chief.
Does it make you uncomfortable that you're going to be in the room with the principal this morning?
A little bit, yeah. I always was uncomfortable with the principal.
I can sense that.
I used to get hauled into the principal's office.
For?
For being, you know, part of me still doesn't want to say. I think it's okay now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is in your permanent record.
The stuff that was in my permanent record that I have talked about, which leads you to believe there's more, is that we once got a hold of the school's master key, and we sold them. We made copies and sold them for $10 a piece.
Nice.
To people who wanted to open any door.
Oh, that would be really annoying for a school. Think about that now. They have to replace all those keys.
Think about it now. They'd have the whole school on lockdown. There'd be a SWAT team. The FBI would be involved.
Yeah.
You know, because back then when we did things like that, we weren't really interested in committing any crimes unless eating an entire huge 1 gallon can of cream corn in the cafeteria would be a crime. I guess it would be. But no, but I mean, you know, there's nothing bad.
It's a crime against your stomach.
Yeah. Anyway, principal weatherman for Como will be here today. Whoa, did you look at the weather? The weather for the next 10 days is predicted to be like balmy. January. Did you hear that phrase?
I hadn't yet.
It's not really being applied to Seattle, where we're one of the only parts of the country that has not had above average temperatures all winter. But for us to be in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees for almost a week at the beginning of February is fantastic.
Because my in-laws are coming.
Is that it?
It's the same thing every year.
Mm.
It's always nice for them.
Well, and it's mostly sunny too, Joe.
After we get through today, yeah, it's supposed to, well, tomorrow too, maybe. But
well,
by
tomorrow,
the weekend.
Tomorrow, scattered shower and clearing, and then all the way into next week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe onward.
You know what I like about Como weather? They give you more days than anybody else.
The most days.
The most days.
We want to be your principal.
I think they ought to, you know when they do that thing where they stretch the sun out for like your week is always in, what are they, is that what they call it?
The week's always in view? Is that sounds right.
And then they give you four more because they're four. I think they should give you 40 more, like Noah's weather. You know how they have Noah to do the weather?
Yeah, it's good.
40. 40 days and 40 nights. Then they could just strap it across the stream of the screen like some kaleidoscope sun thing.
The Farmer's Almanac Network. Just give you any day you want.
It's not very, of course, the farther out you go, the less accurate it is.
That's correct.
That's the way it goes. All right, good morning, everybody. How is life for you today? I hope it's good. We have a fantastic show. Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele, which is a new Comedy Central series, will be on with us this morning at 6:40. One of the contestants on Celebrity Apprentice, Victoria Gotti, she still trotting her tired Gotti dishwater out there? I mean,
be nice. I think her family's mean.
We've talked to Victoria Gotti.
We have.
From when it was, like, what was the first thing when we talked to her, like, 20 years ago? It was like, I'm divorced, right? What's her deal?
She wrote a book, I think, the first time she came up on her radar. Then it was the Growing Up Gotti TV show
Growing Up Gotti.
Oh, those kids are ridiculous.
Right.
And what a couple of losers.
Was she John's daughter, right? And the boys were John's grandkids, right? Okay. So it wasn't his wife. It was his daughter.
Right.
Trading on the name.
Tired
Wait a minute.
Dishwater.
Victoria is the daughter?
I believe so.
Daughter.
She's John Gotti's daughter. Yeah.
So we used to interview the wife then.
We've interviewed Victoria once. I think it was 2009.
All right.
That's the only time I remember, at least.
Anyway.
She's on Celebrity Apprentice.
Why is she a celebrity?
Because she's on Celebrity Apprentice.
If not, she'll kill you. That's why.
Because her name is Gotti.
Mostly. I mean, she's done a lot of work on her own. I mean, she's written best-selling books. She's...
I'll tell you what, if Bill Gates' kids ever wanted to be on Celebrity Apprentice, I think he'd have them neutralized. I don't know what he would do.
No, she's a journalist. I mean, she's the editor of the Star magazine.
That's not a celebrity.
Well, I'm not the one who's booking the Celebrity Apprentice.
How do I be nice to her? Don't worry.
You don't have to be. I mean,
I'll have it together by 7:40. Yes, Pedro.
She did a reality show that was quite popular back in the days, 2 years ago. Actually, it was one of the biggest ones at that time. That's why. It was an Annie. It was a very popular TV show.
Yeah. I don't watch this.
The definition of celebrity has changed also.
Yeah.
We need to wrap our heads around that you don't actually have had to have done anything substantial to be a celebrity. Reality TV has created all sorts of possibilities for people's sisters, daughters, grandchildren.
Yeah, that's true. And I, to be honest with you, I don't mind that part of it, that more people have an opportunity to be broadcast. Because why should I hoard all of that?
Think about the Jersey Shore. You can laugh all you want, but that cable show brings in more viewers every night than some network primetime shows.
It's probably 60 Minutes. It probably beats 60 Minutes and Dateline.
Yes, it's the sad truth.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's a wonderful world we live in, but
we got to fix this shuttle program and get me off this planet because I'm done.
Well, and let me help you with a new way to look at that. It's variety. You get to choose what you want from the smorgasbord deli.
You're right.
Of stuff.
They wouldn't let Snooki write books if nobody was buying them.
Right. In moderation, a little bit of Snooki is not going to kill you.
But you get some bad Snooki.
Yeah. You know? It's a bad Snooki.
It's like eating a whole gallon of cream corn.
Well, you're just going to throw up. That's what's going to happen. If it's a bad Snooki. You could have that Snooki for a week.
I just can't shake this case of Snooki.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So I don't want to be all down on reality TV. It's okay, I guess. But how our corporations jump on a fad and then overdo it is sort of surprising. I got to give some credit to 60 Minutes, the news magazine. If what I saw on TV was true, there's a new law being made, and 60 Minutes had something to do with it. Did you hear about this?
No.
Congress, as it turns out, and this was, I believe, a 60 Minutes story, that our congressmen are allowed to buy stocks based on insider trading information that comes up during the normal course of their jobs. They know things. A merger or a CEO move or something, they have always been allowed to buy stocks and trade in a way that would have put the average ordinary citizen in prison.
I did see that 60 Minutes piece.
You did see that?
Yeah, it was a little while back over the holidays, I think. And it's like both sides of the aisle, people like Nancy Pelosi get in on the Visa IPO, you know. And it's like, well, you're regulating the credit card industry, you know.
And then you get in on the Visa IPO.
Right.
It seems like, by the way, there was a bill to make this illegal. And it was getting nowhere. No one in Congress was voting for it. And then 60 Minutes did a piece. Thank goodness there wasn't a great Snooki on that night, I'll tell you. Because 60 Minutes did the piece, and they voted on that bill yesterday. And it was like...
93-2.
There you go. Which means 5 people were so freaked out by 60 Minutes that they ran.
Who were the two?
Wait a minute. 93-2 is
95.
95. Aren't there 100?
There are.
Two senators per state, correct?
Yeah, but you don't have to show up for work. I mean, you can, just like anything, you can be sick that day or just not
vote. Or you can
be
out campaigning for a higher office.
This is the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. It's called STOCK. It's very clever.
Yeah. Stop trading on congressional. Washington, D.C. runs on inside information. Unbelievable. Now, why don't we throw them in jail?
They haven't committed a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
But now if they did that, we could throw them in jail.
If this goes through and becomes a law, if Obama signs it, then they will be breaking a law. This was part of his State of the Union message was this.
Is this 60 Minutes? Here's a quote from 60 Minutes. So congressmen get a pass on insider trading. Schweitzer, they do. The fact is, if you sit in a healthcare committee, you know that Medicare, for example, is considering not reimbursing for a certain drug that's on the market. So you can unload that stock. Or you can short it.
But at the same time, what does Congress not regulate? I mean, they're into everything.
Right.
So if you're a congressman, where can you put your money? I mean,
into a blind trust. And preferably a real blind guy, not some blind trust that's just
I know I put it here somewhere. Hold on now. Hold on.
Here's the deal.
What was I out driving with?
Being in government is supposed to be being in service to the people, in service to your country.
Right. Well, I understand that.
So you are not supposed to be focused on making as much money by being a congressman as possible. And that's the whole corruption of our country, by the way. The whole corporations run everything. So Steve Croft says, why does Congress get a pass on this? Well, Schweitzer says it's really the way the rules have been defined, and the people who make the rules are in the political class in Washington. In other words, because when you regulate yourself, you tend to unregulate a little bit.
Are you curious who the two were that voted against it?
Yes, I'm
very
dying
curious.
To know.
I know. It's like, no, we should be able to do that.
Come on. How am I going to make tons of money?
You see what they pass around here?
I love
for
it.
Life? Well, I can. The thing is, I mean, I'm not.
You can see their side.
I can see their side.
Well, you've always had an eye to spot. You've had an empathetic eye for greed.
Yeah,
all the
making
time
money without doing anything.
Who speaks for the fat cat? I got 1%
entitlement.
I have a soft spot for making money without doing anything. Most ways, I'm really the most virtuous person you'll know. But
oh, really?
I love easy money.
How are you virtuous?
Every way imaginable.
I'm trying to imagine. Help me imagine.
No, I'm faithful.
I want you to.
I'm kind.
You mean. You don't cheat on your wife?
No,
right?
I don't.
You call that being good?
Well, yes.
Honey, you should appreciate that I don't cheat on you.
I'm not listing that.
Hey, honey, I realize I leave my crap all over the house, but you know what? I didn't cheat on you today. Come on.
That's not
come on. I am virtuous in every way.
That's not my number one virtue. That's just
the
one.
That's the first one you said is I didn't cheat on my wife.
Well, no. I said I'm faithful.
Recently.
That's a pretty good one. Faithful. I'm honest.
Is that a good one? No, that's the basic entry level marriage. First thing you have to do.
Doesn't apply to everybody.
That doesn't make you great.
I'm faithful. I'm honest. I try to be a day maker.
No, hold on.
For
you
people.
Said honest so fast. You skipped right over honest.
I am honest.
Day maker.
You're honest.
But I'm also, I'll be honest that I love easy money. I mean, I love it.
You got my vote.
And then
I'm way less honest than you.
The issue I have, I mean, and I'm not saying I think it's a great thing that they're going to regulate themselves, but
yeah.
Congress controls everything. Like my dad, for instance, worked for the government. He worked for the Federal Aviation Administration. He could not own Boeing stock. When I bought some, he told me, well, that's a good investment. If I could buy some, I would.
And my dad also had a chance to insider trade with me and didn't.
Well, I'm not saying insider trading.
Your dad comes from a time when it was accepted that you had principles about not making money.
Well, it's not only principles, it's the rules. If you're in the federal government and you regulate airlines.
There were jails and some people were in them.
Yeah. But if you eliminate everything that the Congress regulates, they don't have much left to invest in because they can make rules about any business out there.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I could kind of see why they two guys might not like that. What's left to invest in? Congress, they control the FDA, they control the FAA, they control medical. I mean, just about every Fortune 500 company comes under the control of Congress. They can pass regulations that would affect any of them.
Right. So you're saying it would be hard to be in Congress?
It would be hard to find an investment.
With all your money.
It'd be hard to become a millionaire on $70,000 a year unless you had insider information, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, there are more millionaires in Congress who make, you know, not enough to be millionaires because they're able to trade on this insider information. If you take that away.
I don't know what that means. You mean, how do you know this?
It's well documented.
That there are lots of millionaires.
Lots of millionaires in Congress. Lots. Of, like Nancy Pelosi's worth is like a ton, $7 million.
She worked hard for that money.
Yeah, she worked hard for the money.
Okay.
Well, they were doing the things that they're trying to change the law about. insider information.
That's right. I don't know the individual trades that they did. I just know that the rule on its surface, I don't even need to know what they did, that like Joe says, it's free, easy money.
Obviously, yeah. It's not straight, though. Otherwise, it wouldn't be trying to pass this law.
Well, after 60 Minutes did this piece, the vote was 93-2.
And they all probably figure, well, we've got our money and we do need to be reelected and everybody hates our guts, so let's do something for the people.
No, they said, we've been publicly embarrassed by the media. We have no choice but to vote on this. Don't you think?
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says that the bill will, quote, clear up any perception that it's acceptable for members of Congress to profit from insider trading. But the thing about the bill is that it's mostly just a symbol because they've always been held up to these standards anyway. So they're just sort of like driving the point home.
We's really didn't change nothing.
Exactly.
We's just cleared up your perception.
Right. No, that's actually
All they have to say is my cousin Marvin. He's my investment. I just blindly follow whatever he says, right?
My cousin Marvin is going to be
he's going to be handling my affairs.
You're right. They'll find a way. Anyway, I think it's cool that the media, in this case 60 Minutes, held their feet to the fire and at least burned a few hairs off one toe. I mean, that's maybe all we got. Still good. Nancy Pelosi is worth $35.5 million.
Yeah, and what is the average price of even a Speaker of the House?
Yeah, and so your guess is she got that money by essentially being privy to all kinds of cool opportunities because she was in a cool opportunity job.
Yep, and not just her, all of them.
Yeah. But if you, I tell you, it's already annoying as heck to be in our government if you make it annoying and there's no money in it.
Who will serve?
Then you're only going to get good people who want to do good for other people who don't want much for it. And then where will we find our teachers?
Oh, you're the greatest.
All right. 619. Anyway, that was an interesting story. Also today, Pedro has some great audio. Elton John has given Madonna some Super Bowl advice.
You want to take a guess before I play it? It's very short.
I'm thinking about it.
He's such a bitch, Elton John.
Is he really?
Seriously, he's being such a bitch to Madonna. It's ridiculous.
Why? Why would he do that?
Well, they've been in a fight. Elton John and his husband, David Furnish, have been in a fight with Madonna ever since the Golden Globes because they had songs up against each other. And David Furnish, Elton's husband, must have been drunk because he was tweeting all horrible things about Madonna and how her song sucked and all this stuff. Yeah. So then he had to take it back.
Would that embarrass Elton, or did Elton stand by his man?
Well, he obviously stood by his man because he continues to light Madonna up publicly.
And that's so that's kind of unlike Elton. Elton supports musicians. Now, usually he supports struggling musicians and he encourages people and all of that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Not Madonna.
He's been Elton's been
she's an old stalwart like him. So here's Elton John giving Madonna. What program was this on?
It was one of those interviews outside the streets, like TMZ and one of those reporters. So it's very short. But again,
why does Elton John even talk to people like that?
Because he's an attention person.
Okay, so TMZ got this. You don't know where they got it, but no, TMZ got it. Okay.
What would your advice be to Madonna this year? Make sure you lip sync good.
At the big game. She's playing the big game.
Well,
what's your advice? Make sure your lips are good. You suck.
I have heard about this. Here's Elton John saying why he'd never do a Super Bowl halftime show.
I've never seen a decent one. Never, ever. Of course you have to play live, yeah, but I don't think you can. In all fairness to everyone who's done it before, I think you may be able to sing live, but it's really hard to play live. Actually, to be honest with you, I saw the Stones and I saw Prince, and I thought they were pretty good.
The Super Bowl halftime show is what it is. It's about the lights, the explosions, the fireworks, the spectacle of a larger-than-life star.
Mm-hmm.
Musically, there have been a few good ones.
I thought Paul McCartney was really good.
The first one that came to my mind was Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that one was great.
Pull up Paul McCartney's Super Bowl show. Find a good quality tape of it. And you could randomly play any of Paul McCartney's songs, and they sounded like a record, and he wasn't lip-syncing.
Madonna's going to be awesome, and it doesn't even matter if she's going to be lip-syncing, because she's going to do what she always does, vamp the blood of the hottest young stars. She's going to have M.I.A. and Nicki Minaj out with her, probably CeeLo also.
Right.
She's going to do some old stuff. She has a new album out, so she'll play some new stuff.
Will she kiss them all?
I hope so.
Did you see where she said she wouldn't kiss Britney today?
No.
I saw like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when this whole Madonna was blowing up Super Bowl time. She goes, I wouldn't kiss her now.
She's too old.
She's too old for me. Is this Paul McCartney? Let's listen. This is a live Super Bowl show.
I got Hey Jude, but it doesn't sound as good as Imposters.
Right. All right, so say what you want about the cute Beatle, but that's freaking incredible, and that's a Super Bowl live show. It can be done. Rich and Kitsap, hello.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have to agree that that was a good one, but my favorite is 2001 U2 opening with Streets with No Name.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Here it is.
If the thundercloud passes rain, so let it rain, let it rain.
Hey, Pedro, how come you start Paul McCartney in the middle of the song, but you make me listen to the slow, boring intro of U2?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That is very well done, though. Hey, Pedro, how come you didn't get defensive when I just attacked you?
Because actually it was Eric the one that played that. So
you apologized only because it was Eric. Yes. All right, well, turn this off because it's going to take too long.
Do you remember the year it was when U2 played this? It was
it was after 9/11.
Yeah.
2002.
Remember they had the names of the lost behind him, the whole show? That was phenomenal.
So Elton John is tweaking Madonna and had just also insulted U2 and Paul McCartney. Yeah, that's the way it
Never goes. Seen a good one, he said, right?
Well, he backpacked on that just a little bit.
He mentioned this one, Prince.
And to me, that was awful.
What?
Oh, man. Well, that audio was awful, but that performance was great.
Prince, U2, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Paul McCartney. Those are the best ones.
Don't forget Up With People in Super Bowl XII.
Up With People did four Super Bowl shows.
Yeah, man, amazing.
So here's what may really be going on with Elton John dissing Madonna. Theory. Daring her not to lip sync. Daring her to sing it for real. Do you think that's it, Pedro?
I think you got it. That's the point.
Wow.
Madonna will lip sync. Madonna will lip sync. Now what does Madonna do? Everyone's going to be looking to see if she lip syncs. Should she lip sync anyway?
She has to lip sync. Her show is not her standing there with a guitar. She moves around. She dances.
Right.
So you can't.
And you're part of the generation that doesn't care if the music is canned and phony and lip synced. Is that right?
No, I prefer non-lip syncing, but I also understand that if you're dancing around like a lunatic and that the show is more show than it is music, then you can't possibly sing all those songs. She'll probably do one non-lip sync song where she's standing there.
She should stand there. And sing, and her dancers should be around her like pinwheels. It's like she should let them dance.
She'll probably do that for one song to show that she can do it. I mean, she has more chops than people give her credit for. I saw her once live, and she was playing guitar and harmonica and singing live. Okay. So, I mean, she can do it. It's just not her bag.
She's on that new Bob Dylan record, right?
No.
That's right.
No.
All right. Still to come. We're going to have those cool people, Jordan Peele and Keaton-Michael Key from Comedy Central's Key and Peele, which premieres tonight at 10:30. Lots of new shows getting a shot. Has anybody seen any new mid-season shows yet?
Alcatraz.
Good?
Great.
Okay.
Lost meets The Jail, right?
Yeah.
All right. And what was the other one? Just a couple weeks old that you told me to watch that I have taped, but I haven't seen it yet.
Alcatraz.
There's another one. That's the one you're on. Okay. 627. Also, I can say with certainty, neither President Obama nor Mitt Romney will be in the Oval Office next year. I can say with certainty, neither President Obama nor Mitt Romney will be. This is one of Joe's trick questions. Are they moving the Oval Office? Are they renovating it? What is it?
You want me to tell you now?
If it's that, then give it up.
They're renovating
it.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR. 877-565-WINS. That's the combination you need to unlock your KJR cash. Listen for the cue to call and be the 20th nationwide caller at 877-565-WINS to win $1,000 and qualify for the grand prize, $50,000 in KJR cash. Listen to the Bob River Show weekdays at 7:05 for contest times. Rules and more at 957KJR.com.
In 1922, five former military members got together to form USAA Insurance. By military, for military. Begin your legacy and get a quote. Visit USAA.com/insurance or call 800-227-USAA. That's 800-227-8722.
Sherry's Lunch Trio. A full lunch served in under 15 minutes or it's on us. Only at Sherry's Cafe and Pies.
Did you know? Xfinity Internet. According to PC Mag, Xfinity is the fastest internet provider in the nation. I knew. Did you know? Xfinity delivers the speed you need for the best online experience for all the devices in your home. Your laptop, your tablet, your gaming console, your smartphone, and more. Even the refrigerators are hooked up to the internet these days. Plus, you get the most comprehensive online security with Constant Guard. That's a $360 annual value at no extra cost. Xfinity Internet. Did you know? Did you know about Xfinity Voice? Xfinity Voice gives you the freedom and features you want, starting with unlimited local and long-distance calls in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico, and tons more, all at the best call clarity and at a great price. You have the smarter home phone service. You have Xfinity Voice. Get connected. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Did you know it's the best way to go?
$500 in free beef.
Or take the cash instead.
That's the choice you'll be making if you're one of 1,500 lucky winners in Les Schwab's Founders Celebration.
We're giving away $750,000 in free beef prizes and cash to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
Just come on in to enter and win.
And while you're here, check out the West's largest selection of tires, too.
See LesSchwab.com or a store for official rules. The Founders Celebration all-new free beef promotion for a limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
Enter for your chance to win great big game prizes from Coke Zero and Kraft. Visit thebiggamesweeps.com and enter for your chance to win a grand prize that includes a year's supply of Coke Zero and Ritz crackers, a $400 Visa gift card, and a $2,000 Visa gift card to use towards a home theater system. One grand prize will be awarded. Be sure to stock up on Coke Zero and Ritz crackers today. No purchase necessary. Game ends 2/5/12. Residency and other restrictions apply. See rules at thebiggamesweeps.com.
Hey, it's Bob Rivers here for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. Well, you know, people keep writing to me. They come in droves, these emails from people, and they always say things like, I walked out of there with $600. I walked out of there with a $1,500. I mean, people are bringing their jewelry, their gold coins, to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and they're astounded by how much money they get. My wife Lisa came with us when we went with a field trip with our listeners just recently. We had a great time. A listener named Karen wrote to us and said, I heard your recommendation for Bellevue Rare Coins, so I went there first. Not only were they great to deal with, but their offer was by far the best. She got $1,495. That's a huge check. You got some stuff laying around? Get to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll tell you what your valuables are really worth, and they'll pay you more money. Be smart. Before you go anywhere else, go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
How long should your dreams live?
Long enough to pay off the house.
Long enough to send the kids to college.
Your dreams should live forever, so help protect them with American Families Life Insurance. Use our online life needs calculator or find an agent at AmFam.com to find out how much coverage is right for you and your family. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM. American Family Insurance. Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Auto, home, business, or life, we can protect it. And this personalized coverage comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi. Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us who call the Gulf home.
Hi, it's your neighbor, Portland. You know, shopping's different here. It's tax-free, and the unique styles mean you'll never dress the same as Estelle in accounts. Get different. Shop Portland and get $72 off your hotel stay at TravelPortland.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we are seeing some heavier volumes northbound 405 from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. Southbound I-5 through Linwood and Edmonds is where you are going to see the heaviest traffic southbound I-5 ever to Seattle right now, taking you about 42 minutes right now. You're also going to see some heavy brake lights northbound on the Valley Freeway at 15th Street Northwest, and northbound I-5 to that midway section is a little bit slow as well. Get traffic details sent directly to your phone via text message by texting the word traffic to 52309. And coming up on the Bob River Show, sketch comedians Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key from Comedy Central.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
Okay, folks, I would tease this, but there's nothing on the screen. Oh, here it is. Peter told me what he was going to do.
Track number 10.
Blue Oyster Cult guitarist, keyboardist, Richie Castellano. Do we know him? Was he in Blue Oyster Cult when they played here? I don't think so.
No, I think that was still Alan Lanier at the time. I mean, he may be.
The guitarist for Blue Oyster Cult has put together a recording video of, and by the way, my friend Ben did this.
Yeah, that's the reason why I brought this one, because remember that we played it?
How many views did Ben, remember we said we were going to get Ben a half a million views if he did a favor for us?
We were short of 475,000.
Are you serious?
We got 25,000.
Oh, we're short 475,000. Yeah. So, wait a minute. He had like, what, 1,000 views or something, and we got him 24,000 more
26,000, yeah.
All right, more views than he had.
Mm-hmm.
But he does this too. So let's link to them both today. Blue Oyster Cult guitarist Richie Castellano performs Bohemian Rhapsody, only does the whole thing by himself. Does he sing as well?
He does absolutely everything. And like,
everything, including the background vocals.
Everything.
So it's a killer video.
Oh, it's amazing.
You'll have to see this. It's at bobrivers.com today. Here's what he sounds like.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows, does it really matter to me? To
all him. That's an amazing, you know, for us to do Twisted Tunes and you with the Impalers, we know what that's like, trying to sound incredibly close. That's just, he has too much time on his hands. Has Blue Oyster Cult stopped playing?
No, they're touring. They're touring, constantly.
That's amazing. All right, very good. Link to that. You got to see it, because obviously you have to see that he's playing all the parts. go to bobrivers.com later today. 6:36. Yes, Joe.
Sounded great to me.
Oh, were you just doing some food or something? Could you do a thing with your mouth when you're about
no,
to
No, I had a little yogurt on my lip there.
Oh,
sorry.
I thought like Joe is licking his lips to say something really
so
juicy.
Tasty. I could eat that song up.
You know, when I glance at you through the show, 9 times out of 10, there's some food thing happening.
I know. It's amazing. I've lost 16 pounds already.
Congratulations. It's the exercise, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. We got killed yesterday.
Yesterday was the brutalist. It was brutal.
The brutalist?
Yes. Miss Priscilla.
Good word of the day choice in the future. The brutalist.
Brutalist.
It was. It was. And I think Jody, like, told her to crank it up a notch or
I
something.
I did not.
She doesn't have to.
Well, because she was all of a sudden, the things we used to do three of were...
This is your trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Priscilla Bell. And we're doing 4 things instead of 3.
I cursed at her. I felt really bad.
She's done a fine job with you.
Yeah.
Because after you got pregnant and after you had the baby, you had to struggle for a while, right? You're okay with saying talking about that.
Yeah, it was really bad. I could not lose any weight. And that was partially...
And you're not a person, though, who sits... I mean, you love to eat, but you're not a person... who sits around and eats and doesn't exercise. You've always exercised.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, look, I'm not ever going to be rail thin like a supermodel, but I like to be where I'm comfortable, and that's height-weight proportionate, usually lingering around a size 8 or 10, and that works great for me, and it always has. But the issue is when you feel good in your clothes, and I couldn't put any of my clothes on for like 8 months after I gave birth. Nothing was changing.
Every woman out there who's had a kid knows what you're talking
about. It sucked. Plus,
yeah.
Things were in different places. I mean, you know, like when I would gain
that
a little,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like, your body changes.
Like the doctor put stuff in wrong when he
Your whole body changes. Where you carry weight changes. I never had a belt. Like when I would gain weight, it would be in my face or it'd be in my, you know, be my ass. But it was never in my stomach. I always had a very flat stomach. Even at my heaviest, I'd put on a bikini. It wouldn't even matter because I didn't have like a belly. After you give birth, guess what?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot going on down there.
Yes, there has been.
Like Katrina,
you made a whole
other,
you made a whole new life.
Yeah, but the thing about Priscilla that's so great is that I have a bad back. It just always has been. I have degenerative disc disorder, which is what doctors say when they don't know why your back hurts sometimes. But working out with her kept my back strong
throughout
my whole pregnancy.
And that's the thing about core training is that a lot of people go and get an operation for something that if they just strengthen themselves, they wouldn't even need it.
Right.
So good for you, Joe.
Yeah,
you're going with Jody's trainer, Priscilla.
I got out of the shower this morning. I looked at myself in the mirror and I noticed my man boobs are shrinking.
Nice.
I mean,
you know, we thank the brutalists.
Yeah, they're going down.
I'm so happy.
Joe's so kick ass. He's such a great workout buddy. He never complains about anything, and he does every single thing. He puts
so
his
why,
head down, he does
why
it.
Did it? Never mind. I don't want to know. I don't want to.
Because he needed a real trainer. That's why. Because he needs someone to do it, to make him do it.
I think he needed you to say, in a car, you're going now.
He is the greatest workout partner a man could have. That's for sure.
All right.
And
well,
so determined.
You've inspired me. I'm going to actually step it up myself.
You're coming with us on Thursday.
Yeah, come Thursday.
I don't know. Thursday.
This is
you're
like
getting
a,
in the car.
This is like
a
bona fide prison workout.
We'll see how my schedule shakes out. Yes, Eric.
I'll tell you what. I survived one of these before. I'm going to go on Thursday and survive another one.
All right,
so
good for you. Well, now it's all full. There's no way.
Yeah. They'd be taking advantage of it and put another
There's
person
no way they
on
can
that.
Fit me in. Okay, coming up on the show this morning, Steve Poole from Como is going to be here. Wow. Herman's Hermit's Peter Noon is performing Thursday at 7 at Snoqualmie Casino. Who's the guy from the Monkees?
Davy Jones.
Davy Jones we had on. That was a wild interview. I met Peter Noon, but I don't think, have we talked to him yet? I don't think we did.
I thought we had talked to Peter.
No, we didn't.
Never
we
that I
to.
Know of.
No.
Huh.
So this is big because you got to understand, these guys, Peter Noon, the Monkees, all these guys were so huge and so influential. And I've seen Peter Noon. He is so funny and colorful on stage that he's got to be an amazing interview.
Big part of the British invasion. I mean, when the Kinks and all the other bands came over, so did Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits.
Herman's Hermits, the last time I saw them, he still looks like 12 up there.
So you didn't get a Gordon Lightfoot experience?
No, he looks like 12 up there, and you know, 12 going on 24. and he's having such a good time. And he doesn't just do Herman's Hermit songs. He does songs of that genre. So he does, he makes sure that just about everything is a massive hit. So it's one of those shows where you go and you see that the guy loves the audience. I like to see that someone is grateful to have lived the life and give back. And he's that kind of a guy. Great guy. So we get to talk to him today at 9 o'clock. And then Hometown Smackdown, which enough with Tacoma already.
I am Lance is winning, he's winning.
Yeah, but Lance is winning mostly by just sitting in
Joe's. Well, you're the guy who set it up that way now.
I didn't set it up that way for you to write easy questions for him.
I give you a whole bunch of questions. You can pick the ones you want.
But
Lance is a smart guy. Let's give Lance some credit.
Lance hasn't had to answer a question.
He's answered a couple, but you're right. Very few.
I mean,
all right, 6:42. Are we waiting? Yes, we are waiting for the new Comedy Central. It's a series called Key and Peele. These guys, Key and Peele, are going to be huge. They're featured today in USA Today, and they're late for us, which is the first sign of being huge, is standing people up. You know what I mean? Not caring if you have an appointment. That's a good sign. And in just a few minutes. There's some show starting about a Marilyn Monroe audition.
Oh,
did you see that preview for that?
Smash.
Is that like a Glee kind of a thing?
That's exactly what it is. Glee
an
for
older
girls.
Version
yes,
of Glee?
Yes, it is. No, what do you mean
it's Glee for cougars, right?
And I was told that this was Glee for adults by
Jody
one of the
says
big
no.
Reviewers.
Why no?
Why no?
Because it's going to be better than Glee.
Oh.
And it's about It's about Hollywood casting. It's not. It's not musical like everyone just randomly erupts into song.
In a dancing show.
It's Deborah Messing, Angelica Houston,
right.
Catherine McPhee, who was from American
Runner
Idol.
Up on Idol. Yeah.
This gets 4 stars in People, and they don't give those away that easily, and it's supposed to be great.
From the promo, I went, I got to watch this.
Yeah, they're casting for a new show, and there's a girl who some people want, but then there's this, you know, kind of scroungy hobo girl that somebody else wants, and she's obviously Catherine McPhee. And there is singing, but singing... You know, where it's due, not Glee, like where, you know, we're walking down the hallway. Blah, blah, blah. I'm for Glee, but this is going to be
the hills
different.
Are alive with the sound of Jody's resentment
right.
towards
right.
Glee.
This is more like, it's more for adults.
I've read a review, saw a reviewer saying that, you know, for adults who are guilty about watching high schoolers sing and dance, they made this for adults.
Well, it looks good. When is it on?
It hasn't started yet.
It's going to be Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl.
That's and when they launched
right after the Super Bowl was the
everything.
Promo. Okay.
And the person I'd love to talk
and what
to.
What day is the Super Bowl on?
Sunday.
Next week, yeah.
It's a Sunday.
Good. You're so manly, Bob.
First Sunday in February.
The person we'd love to talk to on that show is Megan Hilty.
Yes.
She's the star, and she's from Bellevue.
She is from Bellevue,
she's
Washington.
She's from Bellevue Youth Theater. She started theater right where my daughter.
She's not the blonde who looks like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's her.
Oh, she is?
Yeah,
okay.
There's two of them.
Because there's a blonde who looks like Marilyn Monroe, and then there's the sort of the upstart.
Catherine McPhee.
Who doesn't have as much experience and yet is kicking in the auditions.
That's right? The point.
That is the point.
Yeah,
Megan Hilty, big-time Broadway star that can sing like crazy and that was born and raised right here in Bellevue.
Oh, Emily must be so excited.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She's thrilled, yeah.
Will we get to talk to her?
I would love to talk
to her.
I would
hope.
Well, it's very rare that we can... Get a guess by surrounding their house.
Their parents'
house. We know she's in there. If she does come out for 7 minutes, we'll go away quietly.
We already threatened her that dogs, Joe's dog is going to poop on that.
We want to look, her show, they have a terrible time slot right after a stupid football game.
Nobody watches that.
We're here to help. Why did they bury it behind a huge football game? I don't get that.
Yeah. Dumb.
We'll all be fat and drunk and sleepy.
People will be half asleep and in the bag when this show comes. Let's help the family by getting her on the radio and making sure everyone in Seattle watches this show.
Awfully nice of us.
It is. 6:46, 14 minutes before 7.
Yeah, it felt good.
Thank you.
Felt good. Oh, I'm blowing up. That's Michelle. Hey, sweetie. Yep. All right. Oh, Bo did what? Rolled over and barked. Well, that's a fascinating dog. Look, I do have to run because I'm busy.
I am very busy.
I mean, damn. Why don't you just call me the next time you take a dump? Damn, girl. I'm trying to leave the free world. I'm in this bitch.
No, that's Luther, sweetie. That's my anger translator. No, I think he was talking to his wife.
This show is going to be fantastic. If you open up your USA Today, there's a huge write-up about Key and Peele, and it says, they dare to make Obama angry. It's going to definitely want to be the signature bits of a comedy show of all time, where Obama, who's always cool, calm, and collected, has an anger translator who says what he's really thinking. Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele both honed their comedy and improv chops at Second City, and that landed each of them long-running gigs on Mad TV as well as many other television and film roles. That work has led to their own Comedy Central series, which makes its big premiere tonight at 10:30. Gotta see it. Key and Peele combine film sketches with live stage segments, and it's been too long since we had a great comedy duo. Who are the big comedy duos?
Smothers Brothers.
Well, Rowan and Martin.
Abbott and Costello.
I can't think of anybody recently.
Bob Odenkirk, Mr. Show, right? Yeah. That's a great comedy duo, but they're few and far between.
Please welcome Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key to the Bob Rivers Show. Hello, guys.
Guys, how are you?
Great. Congratulations.
We're on different coasts right now, Keegan and I, but I can tell. I mean, we are just we are giddy over that intro. That was
well. I mean, did you see the USA Today or not yet?
I haven't seen the USA Today. Actually, I'm in my house. I'm as early as you guys are here. And since we're actors, you know, we don't usually get up till the crack of noon.
Right. So wait a minute. You guys are on two different coasts right now?
Oh yeah. Jordan, we're 3,000 miles apart from each other.
Okay, like, so now you're.
We can't stand each other.
Right. So you're. I was going to say, do you hate each other like ZZ Top? Like you won't even get in the same bus?
It's like ZZ Top, exactly.
It's already there. We're just Aerosmith. Yeah.
That is funny. Wow, a bi-coastal interview with a team, that's interesting. We were just thinking, are there any comedy teams out there now that would have a show this big? Nobody.
No, I can't think of a comedy team. As soon as you said Bob Odenkirk and Dave Cross, I went, oh, yeah, and then I realized they're not together still.
Nope.
But I don't know. I can't. Can you, Jordan, think of a comedy team that's together?
Oh, who are the
Sklar Brothers.
British guys, British fellows.
Oh, yes, there's Mitchell and Webb.
Mitchell and Webb, but they're over there across the pond.
And the Sklar Brothers. Oh, and there's a team that is on Comedy Central. Sometimes they did a comedy special. You know, Jordan, I'm talking about that team that did that great Who's on First, the updated Who's on First.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, if you're trying to remember their names,
That was Romney Gingrich. Romney Gingrich.
Yeah.
And so, you guys don't do magic.
We're obviously new at this. I think the right answer is no.
No. Just us. All right, well, now you guys you met in Second City. Did you bond early on, or is this a surprise that you're a team?
We met at Second City because I was working there, and Jordan was visiting from Amsterdam. He was working at a theater in the Netherlands called Boom Chicago, and they did this thing where their cast came over to Chicago, and our cast went to Holland, and they performed. And I was at the second stage at Second City, and I had the opportunity to see him perform. And the night I saw him perform, I'm like, God, who is this guy? And of course, all my friends said, "Oh, you know, he's also biracial. He's a biracial guy. He's a comedian." And that night, or shall I say, that morning, we went out with a bunch of friends to this diner, you know, near the elevated train in Chicago, and just talked and talked and talked and talked.
So you did.
We really clicked right off the bat.
So Jordan, you'd really hit it off right off the bat.
Oh yeah, and it was one of those things where there was other people around, but we were clearly talking to one another. It was like a instant bromance.
Wow.
It's like that scene in West Side Story when all, you know, the rest of the dancing stops and Tony and Maria step together.
So hold on a second. I'm having a bi-coastal interview with the biggest biracial comedy duo of all time. Are there any other bis we should know about?
That is awesome. No, I think you're right there.
Those are all the buys that involve.
That's all the buys we have today.
Byline stops.
Yeah. Joe.
Now, you guys have, as I understand it, you got 8 episodes. Are they all done already?
Oh, yeah. Everything's finished in the can. We're just editing. We're just kind of assembling the episodes now. And so we're in the finishing touches stages, but none of that's not going to end until early March.
And then we get these episodes to be huge, and then you get extended so you can have like a regular gig on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central nowadays, you know, they have shows that have kind of these smaller morsels for seasons, you know, so like they'll have like a 10 episode order. So yeah, that's, but that's certainly the hope.
That is. And
I think, you know, we realized we really, I mean, this was about as much work as we'd ever done at once as it is. And we really, you know, we shot these sketches like they were short films. So it's not skits. It really did take a lot of time, and we've been discussing if we did a second season, how many we could do, how many more we could do.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's right around the right amount for what we do.
Is this your guys both day job now? Like you're not doing any other comedy or anything else because it's so much work?
This is straight up our day job. Okay. I mean, we literally go to the office, like, you know, go to your parking spot, go to the office, sit down, look at the scenes, look at the episodes. You know, tweet some people, Facebook some people. You know what I mean? It's just like trying to maintain the machine every day. And it's glorious.
The Obama anger management sketch is obviously getting a lot of great advanced press for you. And, Jordan, your Obama is, it's funny. Your face is a little different, but what comes out of your mouth is so amazingly convincing. Whoa. And yet I know from reading that you're an Obama fan. True?
That is true, and what I've found is that as long as you believe you are that person somewhere deep in your soul, it will get across.
Man,
every time he talks, I say exactly what he just said.
Right, and Keegan, you say what the angry guy inside would say if he wasn't being so politically correct.
Absolutely, man. You already saw the damn scene. You know what he said.
Yeah, Luther is kind of it's the voice that we sort of project on Obama's inner monologue.
Right.
But reality, it could end up being just what our opinion that we wish he would say.
No, I think the whole country is really thinking that this guy wants to open a can on people, and you guys are taking it.
Yeah.
Giving us what we have been dying for 3 freaking years.
I mean, think about the visceral reaction you had when you saw that picture of Jan Brewer with her finger in his face.
Oh, please translate that moment. Oh.
Well, no, okay. Well, everyone just calm down a little bit. Got off a plane. You know, Jan walked up to me and she had a couple of things she wanted to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Bitch was yelling at me. Boy.
I explained to her that, we would finish this conversation at a later date. And I would make her feel more comfortable than I apparently had in the first place.
Get that out of my face, or you're gonna end up with 9 damn fingers.
It's priceless.
Even being in that and hearing it say it was music to my ears, Keegan.
Jordan.
You're right. That frustration has been permeating our country, especially people who are supposed to support the president. Because, there's diplomacy, and it definitely has its place. But if anybody's allowed to, as you said, open a can, it should be the leader of the free world.
Right. Jordan.
Yes.
You're a New Yorker?
I am, yeah. Born and raised.
You're a New Yorker, and this Sunday the New York Giants are in the Super Bowl. Will you be, either watching the game or B, playing it on your Madden football on your Wii or PlayStation?
Yeah, I think I'm enough of a fan at this point. I've only been into it for a couple of years, and I got it through a map. But I'm into it at this point enough to know that I can pause my actual video game. But if I want to watch it with the rest of the world, the live one, I got to watch it live. I will be watching. I'm a de facto Giants fan, although the first game I ever went to was a Jets fan. It was a Jets game, and a gentleman vomited over all over the people in front of me at the Jets game. So I guess that.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And this is Jets fans too, by the way. There's like 3 dudes. Hey, what's going on? Hey, come on, man. What are you doing? The guy excuses himself and walks to the bathroom. These guys with vomit, like hot dog beer vomit, all over their backs. Take off their shirts and keep watching.
Jordan Peele, Keegan-Michael Key, a great comedy duo, by racial, bi-coastal duo. The show starts, the premiere tonight, 10:30 on Comedy Central. Great stuff, guys. Thanks. Nice talking to you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Five passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus walk, so I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap.
Where do you suppose dentists would say is the cavity capital of America? The most toothless town in the United States next.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. Going to give you some of those drive times for the moment. Over to Seattle right now, taking you about 42 minutes. Federal Way to Seattle, northbound I-5, also a 42-minute commute. Linwood to Bellevue, southbound 405, 33 minutes. And northbound 405, Tukwila to Bellevue, a 23-minute commute. I'll give you details on where you are going to see some heavy traffic coming up in 5 minutes.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris Allen. Our schools today don't have basic supplies and resources for students to thrive. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to give to a classroom in need. Join Chase and Clear Channel Communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests. Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase.
I knew from the first time I met Dale, the guy who owns Sleep Country USA, that this dude was a pretty special businessman. First of all, he was in no hurry whatsoever to talk business. He went and got to know us quite well and told us his story about how he started his company. Well, he started his company with one little place down in Sacramento, and now that Sleep Country USA franchise has turned into, literally dozens of stores. In fact, they're opening 16 new stores in our area, and there's grand opening savings for that grand opening in all 80 Sleep Country locations. Save up to $1,000 on Posturepedic mattress sets, plus every beauty rest is on sale. Get a queen-size Sealy and Simmons for just $399, plus a free bed frame, 12-month interest-free financing, free same-day delivery, all during the grand opening sale. What makes Sleep Country USA different? Well, it's employee-owned. That's right. That guy, Dale, he gives every employee a little piece of the action. They're not some faceless corporate entity. You're buying from the guys that own the place. Sleep Country USA.
Good news, dinner eaters. Come into any participating Seattle Qdoba after 4 p.m. and get our couples-only dinner deal. Two entrees, two regular soft drinks, and an order of chips and salsa for only $15. Qualifying couples include people in long-term relationships, people in short-term relationships, people who have yet to define their relationships, best friends, vague acquaintances, and people enjoying the fact that they're not part of a couple. Whew. So, bring your other half and $15 into Qdoba after 4 p.m. and get our couples-only dinner deal. Qdoba Mexican Grill.
People say when you have your health, you have everything. Of course, they also say there's never enough time. So people around here appreciate Bartell's fast pharmacy service.
I've never come here when I haven't been able to get in and out really fast.
Uh-huh.
It's in my neighborhood, and they carry a huge supply of different products
yep.
that I use all the time.
Well, they're always very quick, and you can call ahead and get your prescription filled and just come pick it up. It's always very easy to get in and out,
mm-hmm.
and they're just very friendly and very knowledgeable.
Tell me about the pharmacy here at Bartell's.
Bartell's is great. They're always incredibly fast and supportive, and if you're in a hurry, they try really hard to get you in and out as fast as they can.
Of course, not every prescription can be done at rocket speed, but nobody works harder than Bartell's to get your prescription out fast so you can feel better sooner.
Yeah, that's why I shop at Bartell's, because it's quick, easy, and convenient.
And you like getting out quick and easy, don't you?
That's right.
Have you been notified that your pharmacy may no longer accept your Express Scripts insurance? Bartell's is ready to help. They accept most major insurance plans. Stop by your Bartell's today for more information or visit BartellDrugs.com.
Bundle 12 meg CenturyLink high-speed internet and your monthly rate won't change for 5 years, but other things will, like athletes will hit their prime.
I'm a beast.
Then let themselves go.
Oh, cramp, cramp.
But with the CenturyLink price lock guarantee, your high-speed internet monthly rate stays the same for 5 years. $19.95 a month when you bundle with unlimited calling. No contract, guaranteed. Click CenturyLink.com/5 years. Service and offer not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Residential customers only. Contact CenturyLink for details.
For 65 years, Seattle has celebrated our freedom to vote. Support the campaign. Get out and vote. The Big Seattle Book Show at CenturyLink Field and South Lake Union with a free shuttle, more than 1,000 books on display, the latest gadgets and gear, over 200 seminars, and boatloads of daily prizes. Win a $5,000 shopping spree, Helly Hansen gear, and more on Big Deal Friday, presented by Boat US. Visit SeattleBoatShow.com for tickets and more. The 2012 Seattle Boat Show. It's happening now. Exercise your right to vote.
Hey, did you see the game last week?
Oh, yeah. That was a sick comeback.
No kidding. Did you see when they cut to the quarterback at the end? The kicker was totally crying like 20 yards off in the distance.
I couldn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to tell you. You need a new TV, bro. The big game is this weekend. And if you're still watching football on a small screen, you're missing out. Especially when you can score a crystal clear 50 or 60 inch HD set for way less than you think at Fred Meyer. Like a Samsung 55 inch 1080p 120 hertz smart LED HD TV with top of the line resolution for just $1,299.99. That's $800 off the regular price. And when you use your rewards card, you'll get a rebate that's as good as cash. Hurry in and upgrade your TV before the big game and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. I knew he was going to miss the kick. I could see his shoelace was slightly untied.
Also this week at Freddy's, all recliners are buy one, get one free. Enjoy your new TV from the comfort of a sweet new recliner, just in time for the big game. What's on your list today?
Mine was earned in Desert Storm by my dad. 18th Airlift Squadron.
Once earned, USAA auto insurance is often treated as a family heirloom, passed down from one generation to the next.
Mine was earned by my mother, Army nurse, 48th MASH, Korea.
At USAA, our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their eligible family members is without equal. It's why we offer a military discount, plus additional savings when you own another USAA product, like homeowners or renters insurance. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit usaa.com/insurance or call 800-227-USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Military discount is a reduction in premium for comprehensive coverage not available in all states. Other restrictions apply. Multiple product savings not available in all states. Auto and property insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
We thought a charging rhino would be an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax. But because our prices are small, marketing sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. They say his tiny size symbolizes $10 off the regular price on select TurboTax software this week. $10 off is a big deal. But our tiny rhino is charging the TurboTax display anyway. And he's out cold. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax. Offer ends Saturday. Good on TurboTax Deluxe or higher.
Good morning. I'm Danielle in the State Farm Traffic Center. We are seeing some heavier volumes out there on the roadways already. One of those heavy spots is southbound 405 from just after the I-5-405 split in Linwood all the way down to 522. Northbound 405 also pretty congested from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. And southbound I-5 getting pretty backed up from the I-5-405 split in Linwood as well all the way down into Shoreline. That does start to break up after 145th and it's smooth sailing down towards Seattle. If you want traffic details sent directly to your phone, just text the word traffic to 52309. And coming up on the Bob River Show, we'll tell you when you can win $1,000 today and qualify for another $50,000.